Blog Talk Radio.
You know, thank you very much for listening to this broadcast on Twitter. It's about my music, the rock and pop album, and Matters Part 2. I want to say that some of you probably heard my songs over the years. Well, I wanted to continue to release it because I enjoy releasing it, or whatever I release, because it's for you. And again, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. You know, it's important that as a songwriter, but more importantly as a singer, that I be authentic and have credibility in what I do. You know, the creative process of these songs came from either a keyboard, drum set that I had or used, or any instrument, or just me singing out the melody, which ended up becoming a song. And you know, when I sing, the creative process of doing it comes from just wanting to communicate. And while I know I can sing, it wasn't all about just thinking I was the greatest singer in the world, which I am a great singer, but it's more about just expression of thyself. I was led to being a singer, and it's so important because the singing that I do is not just to sing, but it's also I use my singing as an instrument in recordings as well as making songs. When I'm in front of people, I try to sing as best as I can or on the scales. I do those scales and I had training. But when I'm at home, inside my home, I try to, you know, whatever I sound like. Well, I'm not singing yet for an audience, so I only use my voice really to make a melody for the song. And that's important because I don't use an instrument, even though I have an instrument in my home. Because I feel that due to personal issues living where I'm at, I don't want to cause too much distraction. I probably would use it with headphones on or something. But when someone reminded me that when people say, oh, I can't sing or whatever, it doesn't matter if they're wrong or right. It matters if I can just continue to sing because I've been doing it 30 years and I believe in my voice. But when I'm at home creating, it's for me to make sure I use the voice as an instrument. When I'm on stage or in front of people that loves to hear me sing, that's where I really concentrate on my singing. So that's an important point. That if I, you know, being a great singer doesn't mean I'm going to sing great all the time, but I sing great pretty much most of the time because great singers sing good most of the time. And I don't listen to critics of my voice because I grew up in the hard rock clutches. I was a rock singer, and rock singing was so unique experiment for me, but it was so enjoyable to do because I was influenced by the likes of Bon Jovi or Guns N' Roses or Lenny Kravitz or someone, Jimi Hendrix, who had unique voices. Of course, the unique voices of AC/DC and so on is important. But the creative process requires me to be honest and authentic with everything I do creative-wise. Because in order to be authentic and to be truthful, I have to be set free. So again, thank you for listening to my podcast. You know, and despite whatever is going on with me, I continue to create. I want to also talk about that another part of creativity is when I make a song or create something, it's important that I have to protect it. And I talked about that before because I keep getting reminded that when you create a song, you practically, you know, own it. if anyone is interested in any of my music, please contact me at DubNeesLove22 Twitter, because I legitimately own it. And you can contact me anytime. I can work with anybody who's interested or want to inquire about me with these podcasts or anything else or any questions. I am an open person. But that is where it is what it is. Because I did it for 30 years, you know. A very small child doing this. I was a very small child. But I will say this is such a great chance and a great opportunity to create. So the album Matters Part 2 of Rock About Album Are There For You is part half is rock, half is pop. Again, I hope to have the song I Want You. I want to say something about the I Want You single. I have played it. I played it on Twitter, just parts of it. It's a song that I haven't really released. You know, I have my qualms about it because I never got the chance to release it through the public. Now I do. It's just a song that I made a long time ago. It was not that long ago. 2 years ago. And I wasn't as aware about it as I am now. I mean, I will tell you that the dance pop singles were made recently. Like, I Really Want to Get to Know You that was released this year was made last year. So I made those recently, but process of ideas. And the ideas of the songs are about, it really is straight the vision of where they come from. And the one thing I can think is the experiences that I've had and what I'm currently going through inspire me to write about it. So to all creators of songs, continue to create, continue to sing, because the authenticity and the uniqueness of each creator is so essential, because we need a variety of diversity of creative geniuses to make this world a happier place. And that is the truth. And that's what I say for my songs. Album Matters Part 2 is a rock and pop album. You can listen to it on Spotify. And that's all I'm going to say for today. And I wish you all a good morning, good evening, wherever you are on this planet. But I will be back on soon. And I hope you have a good day and good night. And again, I used to always say the same all the time, but I talk about dreams all the time, but then I realized I my signature ending of my podcast is, may all your dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. Good day, good night, from Dub Night. And I say that always because whatever dream or whatever fantasy or whatever makes you feel good on this planet, may it come true. Because fantasies can't come true. And we're talking about dreams to be doctors, lawyers, or astronauts for little children or for people who are inspired to be somebody. It can come true. Or just the inspiration to just be healthy. Because the last thing I'm going to say about that is that I hope you all are staying safe from COVID-19. It really is tragic to see what has happened with the 200,000 people that died, but may all their spirits be blessed by God. And I leave it there. I really pray that there's a vaccine and a vaccine will happen. But to you all, thank you for listening to this podcast or whoever listened to this podcast. So this is for you. And everything I say is authentic. Don't believe anything else. If you hear anything or whatever on this planet about me, if I'm not the one who's saying it, just come to me at DoveNeedsLove22 Twitter or at DoveNeedsLove22 at yahoo.com. May God bless you all, and good night.